security helpers go out and find the homes, cottages, and apartments. Take a look through.
Take this rather readily, and the teacher will have to give you the news rather speedily for Tuesday, November 7th. The Shah of Iran has named a new military government in an attempt to halt continuing unrest in the country. The Shah named armed forces as chief of General Azari as prime minister. Most of the other members of the new 10-man cabinet are also top military government. As soon as possible to prepare for a free election, says he. But he said the government he named today was necessary to prevent the construction of the country. Soon after the new government was announced, shots were heard in Tehran as security forces moved to enforce military law. Opposition forces in Iran have called for an end to the military law. The Shah's days may be shortened. At the Baghdad Summon Conference of Arab Leaders, the leaders have approved $5,000 million to improve the military strength. Everybody's supposed to be out now. It's time for you to be into the pavilion for listening for the news and the Soviet. By the way, we may have a group of bad relatives who are working with a conspiracy of which you refuse to speak to. If one of them come with this right-wing, Birchite, anti-black congressman, you are to refuse to speak to them. Tell them you will not see them and refuse to see them. That should be your pledge now, and you should put it in writing. Have it circulated throughout the whole meeting. His name is Congressman Ryan. At the Baghdad Summit Conference of Arab Leaders, the leaders have approved $5,000 to improve the military, $35 million rather, to improve the military strength of an Arab nation opposing Israel. The fund was approved as the summit ended. Lebanon and Kuwaiti newspapers reported that $3,000 million will be given to Syria, more than $1 million will be given to Jordan, Lebanon, and the PLO reportedly also will receive money too. Dar es Salaam, Tanzania continues to reject offers to negotiate its border dispute with Uganda and says it plans to end the rule of Ugandan President Idi Amin. Tanzania also says it will recapture the 1,100 square miles of northern Tanzania, which Uganda seized last week. Radio Kenya reported that President Amin called Kenyan President. Today, the Kenyan President offered again to negotiate the dispute and then called on Uganda to honor Tanzanian territory. Britain has condemned Ugandan attempts to extend its southern border, but historically, the border line is as Uganda called it. Uganda's action an invasion, says BC and USA. Britain has offered humanitarian aid to the victims of the conflict. Of course, that means imperialist aid. Leonard Brezhnev sent a special message to Idi Amin concerning the conflict. President Amin called the message very helpful. Last half of the news. United States Secretary James Schlesinger was quoted as today saying that a prolonged cutback in the rate of all oil production might slow down the world petroleum market into confusion. Mr. Schlesinger's concern over the cutback caused by striking Iranian oil workers was related to journalists by Japan's internal trade and industry ministry. After the two ministers had met today in Tokyo, Mr. Schlesinger was also quoted as saying that if the political unrest in Iran did not end before the OPEC meeting scheduled for December 15th, the organization's oil pricing policies will be seriously affected. He said if the unrest in Iran continued, that even the oil pricing decision of OPEC will not be enough to stop the world oil market from being thrown into total confusion. In New York City, a young black youth was castrated and tied to a tree, left to die. The 14th Socialist International Convention opened yesterday in Vancouver, Canada. Resolutions for peace in the Middle East, supported by the People's Front of Latin America, were adopted. At least 125 people have died in landslides and flash floods in the last 3 days in southern Indian states. following heavy monsoon rains, which have been blamed on cloud seeding in Africa that has spread over their area. President Julius F. Nyerere of Tanzania has accused Uganda of collaborating militarily with the regime of Ian Smith in Rhodesia. The official news agency in Dar es Salaam stated that guerrillas from Reverend Santani's army has been reported by Rhodesian military aircraft from Salisbury to Uganda for military training. The same affirms that President Amin has agreed to allow the training of Santoni's men in the country. There has been no official reaction from Rhodesia concerning the claim. Nor has there been anything but denial to the claim from Rhodesia. Thus ends the reading of the news. Now you can study it, then go into Russian from there. Thank you very much, and I love you very much. I've got to be involved in the radio room greatly tonight because of a master plan to try to tear up our right to freedom by coming in a plane load, and that means every one of you will have to say to your relatives, no. I want to go around and see how many says no. They will come in. They're bringing them in, using them like scapegoats to try to dictate to us and take us back as prisoners. I want to find out how many say no tonight. Marceline, will you see for yourself? I want to see how many will sign now and say no, I will not be a prisoner. No, I will not go back. No, I will not see any of my relatives. That's what you have to do, because if your relatives comes with Congressman O'Ryan, they're coming with a man who voted aid to the Union of South Africa, who upheld Pinochet, the brutal dictator that killed the blacks in Chile. So if your relatives come with him, your relatives are no better than he is. Thank you. Attention, attention. Every member of the community must come to the pavilion immediately. People's helpers must go around and escort them into the pavilion. We may have an invasion, not with guns, but with one hostile racist congressman that voted for Pinochet, who cruelly killed the president of Chile and represents all anti-black feeling. A few have gathered to make a little scene for him, I guess, for his next election. Now, whether they'll get to Georgetown, I do not know. But we are to see that we sign that you do not want to see any relative accompanied with any congressman. You do not want to see any relative that you have not requested to see. And you will determine the time and the place that you see your relative. Thank you very much. Knows that. I know Jessie McNeil, who's been ill, will know a lot. She will know some that appeared on television. Ask her there. Collect these names as fast as we can so that they can be blocked from entering this country. This is the point, to block them from any kind of entry and then illegal entry. There is a possibility. We will have to be very alert at night, security. There's a possibility that they will violate Guyanese law and come from the sea. We know the number, 40. That's certainly a number we can handle. We know Wayne Piepla is on the list, too. Ponce is on the list. We know that. Mr. Ponce, they're planning some kind of violent action against us. An entry into our project by force. We shall meet that force, but it is better if the Guyanese can meet them. And that's what we will enable them to do by giving them the names for any that attempt to enter through the normal channels. We have notified them also that there might be an attempt to enter the mouth of this river without legal permission, because it has been discussed by this disreputable fascist congressman, O'Ryan, who has supported the murderer of President Allende and supported the overthrow. He is so far right, you can call him nothing but fascist. Now all of our people are in that kind of a mess. Stone is also in the number, naturally, and Grace. They're now as high in their salutations for fascism as they once were in their devotion to socialism. It is painful to conceal this kind of foolishness. They are traveling with some astrologer, it sounds like the scheme of a maniac, who is guiding them the right time to enter our premises. So we have to know that they are filled with hate. They tell the most horrible tales, most awful tales, that people are chained here to their work spot 24 hours a day. Most incredible tales that women are forced to have intercourse with people they don't want to have intercourse with. They whip up dreams of madness out of their own nightmares and evil souls. These are wicked people, but we do not have all the list. The names I just gave would not be 40. Everyone, Jan Gerbich, should give a list of everyone that the American embassies ever asked to see. Those are enemies. Now, you may consider that you're a person not in the church. They are still an enemy if they've spoken against it. You know from your mail whether they have spoken against you. We must move quickly, because the hour can approach tomorrow or the next day. We know that with any time within the next 5 days that this tactical maneuver of the fascist can take place. And so we will be prepared. There's 40 people who we do not know more than I've just said. You can help us fill the list. The foreign minister wants to know the names of all hostile people to People's Temple, all those hostile to Jim Jones and the truth that I stand for. So move quickly. Get those things together so they can be processed. If Jerry will set up Jan Gerbich over in the pavilion. Geraldine Bailey, yes. And Jan Gerbich, we can get these names processed to go into the radio room, to be transmitted to Georgetown, to be sure that nothing happens through their legal route. If they come into our property illegally, they will have to suffer the consequences. And those consequences will be grave indeed. So it'd be better if you can report any relative you think that might be hostile. Because if anyone approaches this property illegally, they will leave it dead. Let us make that very clear. If you want to help your relative to one day wake up from their insanity of now supporting fascism and the overthrow of great democracies like Chile and the murder of President Allende, they're under the direction now of this fascist congressman, Ryan. To the last one of them, they're devoted to him, and they're devoted to him and he to them, because he lost a daughter to Scientology. So he is very mad against the world that happens to keep a different step than he does, or hears a different drummer than he does, a drummer that might be keeping time to truth. He's a wicked man. It's inconceivable. It's almost impossible to conceive that our people could have made this bad a change. But our infiltrators are very reliable. We have trained infiltrators to be, in every sense, like them, to sound like them, to listen to their talk, to go on with their talk. So our infiltrators are inside their movement, entirety. And they know all of the people, but they don't know which of the 150 or so are going to be the 40 that come on this scamp that they're going to take in the next 4 or 5 days. So immediately, Jerry Bailey and Jan Gerbich, process, and Rita Lennon, let's process any names that can be immediately handed to the foreign ministry, so we can assure that no one legally comes here that we have to have a hassle with at our front gate. We don't want to have a fight with anyone. No one enters our territory without our approval. So I'm giving you fair warning. If you care for your relative and you know they have hostile feelings and might be on this illegal excursion, and they think it may be just that, an illegal attempt to come through the mouth of the river, you had better tell now so we can get it stopped. Because if they come in here by night, they are finished. Thank you. Much love.